Welcome to the 100 Huntley Street podcast. Today is going to be all about F-U-N.
Fun.
Right? Laura, why are we talking about fun? Not that we don't like to have fun, but is there a reason we're just talking about fun today?
Well, Cheryl, I had an experience in the pandemic where I was sitting in the basement of my house and I was recording an interview with Annie F. Downs, who is a very prolific author. She wrote the book That Sounds Fun, which she released during the pandemic. And here I am sitting downstairs. My kids are upstairs. I'm working like I've, you know, working 8 hours a day, if not more. They're upstairs. I'm homeschooling them. They're falling apart. I can hear the fighting a little bit. Then I hear the okay laughter. Then, you know, time to make some food and I'm running up and down the stairs. And so I wasn't having very much fun when I had this.
Oh, no.
No, it was so hard. But
you like to talk about fun, but you were literally like, I am having no fun.
And I actually sat there thinking, like, I really hope Annie doesn't see through my eyes and see that, like, I don't understand what fun is right now. I don't remember what fun is. So we get to talk about this amazing interview and hear from Annie today. And we get to hear the interview that on her book. So good.
I love this topic. And I do think so many times as we get older in life too, we lose the fun of life and we forget about, you know, I mean, even the Bible says that you have to become like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. And what is it about kids that we know? They are always giggling and laughing and looking for fun and everything's a joke, right?
Yes, that's right. I love that. I just have to look at my two boys and I see it, but you're right.
And I love that you shared that because a lot of moms and dads too, who went through the pandemic with kids at home, totally know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. And you know, you're really trying to keep it together for your colleagues, you know, or keep it together because say if you do work in ministry, but you're feeling depleted and tired. And I could just see Cheryl every day I'd go on and, you know, we'd have an interview or a show and I could see those dark circles under my eyes just getting darker and darker and darker.
Oh, I feel for you, man. It is hard. So, okay, so you interviewed Annie.
Yes.
Now, what did you learn from her and how did you find fun during the pandemic?
Yes, I learned it was so important to be intentional, set the time aside, pick up a hobby and do something that that you forget you're doing when you're doing it because you enjoy it so much. So that could be different for any person, right? But time is now, you know, completely washed away as you're sitting here doing whatever it is that you're doing. So we picked up a couple hobbies. The first one was fishing.
Fishing. Yeah, I was not expecting that.
No.
Fishing.
Okay. And I got a pink fishing rod. I did.
Cute.
It was so cute. We caught little sunfish. We went every weekend. That's what we did. And I started just to like, I would just sit there like for hours and I'd catch fish and throw them back in. And then the other thing we started doing was going to like beaches throughout the region where we live and we would collect old bricks and then we would paint them and we turn them into candles, like candle holders. And Cheryl, I have some Christmas gifts for you this next year. I actually have so many. I don't know if I can give them away.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to see this art that you've created. That's amazing.
Well, it's, you know, I don't know if it's amazing. It's pretty fun though. Now I wanted to ask you what you did for fun in the pandemic and do you continue to do what you were doing for fun?
Well, here it is. Okay. So I feel like I'm not nearly as creative as you, but I started playing this game called Solitaire.
Okay.
So what is the one thing that you notice about the name of that game?
It might be lonely.
No. Played by yourself. So, you know, I have a lot of interaction with people in my job.
Yeah. Yes.
So I just wanted like something I could do to escape, just brainless, kind of like fishing, I guess, in a way, solitaire.
Right.
Well, they encourage you to join a team because if you join a team, you get all these benefits. And so I joined a team. And then over time, they made me the team leader, which I didn't really not want to lead an online team. And then I just started ministering to all these people that lead with me now. I know I have people from all over the world, from all the way from Australia to Belgium, all through the States. Italy. So all these people are on my team and we pray for each other. Like when hard times come, have lost their spouse during COVID, loved ones, the stress of job loss, everything that goes on in their lives. I've created this like crazy supportive praying team. They're not even all Christians, but they all appreciate it. And so I was how did I jump into this? I just wanted an escape and I'm still doing ministry online. But honestly, now I can't quit because they're all my friends and I care about them and I'm in their lives and they're mine.
Oh, Cheryl, that is so sweet. I love that story. And I didn't know that you had taken that up.
It's true.
I'm not surprised that you became a leader and you started ministering to people.
Oh my gosh.
Because that call, look, it follows us everywhere. It follows, you know, right? Isn't that interesting?
It does. And during the pandemic, I just thought people need an escape and they need support and they need connection. And so that's what we did. Yeah. Doing it to this day, but we need to get into this interview.
Oh, we certainly do.
Enough about us.
There's so much fun to be had.
Yes. And let's hear what Annie has to say about fun, because I think we're going to learn some really cool new things, even about Jesus' sense of fun.
Yes, we are. Let's go to that interview now.
Feeling exhausted, stressed, or lacking purpose? Maybe the solution is some good old-fashioned fun. Joining me to explore the power of fun to help us live our best lives yet is writer, speaker, and podcaster Annie F. Downs, New York Times bestselling author of That Sounds Fun, The Joys of Being an Amateur, The Power of Falling in Love, and Why You Need a Hobby. Welcome to 100 Huntley Street, Annie.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're excited to have you. You know, Annie, this book is very timely in my opinion, but why write a book right now about the power of reclaiming fun in our lives?
Well, you know, part of it, Laura, is I have a podcast called That Sounds Fun. And so for years, since 2014, I've been talking to people about what sounds fun to them. And I was just getting hundreds of different answers. And I thought, there is something more to this, because often their responses would be things like, well, I don't know if you'll think this is fun, but blah, blah, blah. Or, well, when I was a kid, and I started realizing that when people talk about fun, they're talking about something that feels pretty deep to them. And so I thought, I need to research this more. So I started writing it in 2019 before we even knew what 2020 would be. And then I got to keep going into 2020 as I was writing. And the wild thing is I got to just lay this filter of this pandemic over the book and go, is this still true? Does fun still matter, even if the world doesn't look anything like we understand it? And it made me kick out one whole chapter, and I wrote a brand new one, because I just thought this has to still be true, even because fun really does matter. It connects you to God. It connects you to other people. It connects you deeper to your own self and your own story. And I just kept seeing, the more I dug into it, the more that was true for everyone.
Well, it is very true. And, you know, there's social ethicists that say practicing fun in times of difficulty, social issues, it's very important for resiliency. Now, you say in your book that fun is medicine. I love that statement. Will you unpack it for us a bit more?
Yeah, I think it's really important that when we are thinking about what do we need in our lives to make us the most healthy, we make time for everything that we know makes us healthy. It's eating, it's sleeping. I mean, you don't ever meet someone that's like, I mean, I've chosen not to sleep for a week. I just don't need it. It doesn't help. Now, we may have trouble sleeping sometimes, but no one's staying awake for a week at a time because they just got to get stuff done. What is truer is that we always make space for what makes us healthy. And fun is a medicine in our lives. It is a healthy habit. It is a part of how we have a fuller and healthier life for the long haul. And so I think it's important to put it in your calendar and to make it a priority.
Yes, you know, I agree. It makes us more resilient, strengthens us. Now, for someone watching who says, that sounds good to me, that sounds fun, where can they start? Because sometimes stressors and pressure in life has literally sucked out our ability to have fun, and we can no longer identify with what is fun for ourselves as an individual. So how can we identify what's fun for us?
Well, you know what? An article just came out in the New York Times about fun. And there was another one that released about 2 weeks ago that said that we have not seen a resurgence of hobbies in the world since the Great Depression in the U.S. 100 years ago. All of a sudden, hobbies are the thing again, because we can't go and do everything we've been able to go and do before last year. And so how do we find fun in the lives that we have right now is the question. Not what big fun can you dream up that takes a week or a flight or even being able to leave your home, but what can you do in the life that you have right now? That's how we find it. Now, the question, if we had time, Laura, I would fun coach you, but I don't think we have time. But the question we have to ask ourselves, if you want to figure out what sounds fun to you, start by going back to when you were 8, 9, 10. What did you do on Saturday? What you did on Saturday may not be, so I would play soccer on a team. Now, I'm not going to be able to play soccer on a team right now. I guess I could, but I'm not right now. But I can take pieces of that and go, well, I still love soccer and I still love being outside. Where are some hobbies based on what I loved as a kid that I can bring into my adult life?
Yes. And in that way, we become closer to our authentic selves, right? We just become free to be us as we do those hobbies. And you talked too about being an amateur, freeing ourselves to be amateurs. Why is that important?
Do you know what is wild is before a book comes out, you know, the parts that you connect with the most, or the parts your editor connects with the most, or your agent, or any of your friends who've gotten to read it. I had no idea how much people needed to hear permission to be an amateur. I mean, that has been the biggest feedback of everything from the book, is people reach out to me daily saying, I just needed someone to tell me I didn't have to be a professional at this, whatever their this is. Now, you and I are professionals at our jobs, but that's about where it stops. I'm not a professional at anything else. I'm not a professional in my relationships. I'm not a professional in my hobbies. All of that, I get to be an amateur. I get to be brand new. And the freedom comes when you're talking about our authentic self. It's this moment of like, you know what, if I'm really being me and I'm loved as I am, if God made me on purpose just like this, I can try new stuff. I can be brave because I'm not going to lose love. And that's our fear, right? Our fear is, am I going to do something that makes them all leave? And we just need permission to like, no, you can be brand new at something and we're not going to go anywhere. We love you. We love you as you are. God loves you as you are. So pick up soccer for the first time, or pick up an instrument, or cook through a new cookbook, or read a new book you haven't read before, or try a new trail at the lake that you love to walk around. Like, be new at some stuff again. It is actually really fun.
Well, yes, it is. You know, Annie, I guess our viewers are probably wondering right now, what do you like to do for fun? And as you do your fun, how do you experience that connection with God, which you reference in the book?
Yeah. Thank you for asking me, because I ask people all the time and I very rarely get asked back. So thank you, Laura. I really appreciate it. You know, one of the things I love, and I've kind of been made fun of a little bit on social media for this, but one of the things we have to do is not shame our fun or anybody else's fun. If it's fun to you, it's fun. And what's really fun to me, especially on Saturdays or Sundays, whatever day I get to rest for the week, I love doing puzzles and reading audio or listening to audiobooks. One of my favorite pastors, Matt Chandler, says, if you work with your mind, Sabbath with your hands. And if you work with your hands, Sabbath, rest with your mind. And so because so much of my job is talking and writing, when I can spend my weekends just putting a puzzle together, just using my hands, or cooking or gardening, it connects me back to my body. It helps my brain have some rest. And in that fun, this is the wild part, in that fun comes a connection with God, because I've slowed down and my hands are working, but my brain isn't. Everything that I work on when I think professionally kind of goes to the wayside when I'm trying to put together a puzzle of the Golden Girls, which is I'm doing right now. And it's the hardest puzzle I've ever done because they all have the same color hair. It's very hard. But it's awesome. And so that what happens when I'm sitting there doing that and listening to an audiobook or a podcast or a sermon is that God can whisper things to me. God can speak to me. I can have communication with him because I'm not distracted. And so a lot of times fun requires more focus than we realize. And it allows us to connect with God and with other people, even with, as you said, our authentic selves in new ways.
Yes. You know, Annie, you're speaking the truth there. So many times I've connected with God when I have just been enjoying myself doing something that isn't taking my focus away in different ways. But you are so well known for your happy disposition, right? And, you know, you write and you speak on the importance of having fun. But you also had an experience where you realized it wasn't necessary for you to always be happy. And in fact, that realization led to a deeper joy for you. Can you tell us a bit about that experience?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've probably all seen the movie Inside Out, right? Where we learned through that movie that it's great theology. It's a great theology movie because it teaches us that joy and sadness are actually better together. I think I've spent so much of my life going, I don't want to feel sad because I will drown in it. So I'm only going to choose joy and happiness. But the reality is my life is actually more vibrant everything is brighter when I allow joy and sadness to coexist. So even when I think about making my favorite recipe that my grandmother taught me, it is so fun. I love the recipe. I love the green beans. I ate them today for lunch. I love that recipe. It brings me so much joy. But you know what else? I miss my grandmother. And I miss that we can't just be in the kitchen together. And so instead of pushing that away and just going, just enjoy your green beans, stop it, stop it. I go, both of these are true. What joy this recipe brings me because my grandmother was lovely and wonderful and I loved my time with her. And I can feel some sadness that she's not here. I think it's really important for us to let both of those exist.
And I think you're right. There's so much breakthrough when we realize we can hold happiness and sadness together, or joy and sadness. And, you know, those experiences that bring that realization to us are so life-giving. Annie, I have to ask you this. As someone who is a follower of Jesus and you read your Bible, did Jesus like to have fun? Was Jesus fun in your opinion?
This is my favorite thing to talk about, because I don't know that any of the gospel writers had my personality, which is fine, because I think I may have noticed some other things and written them down. But what we know about Jesus, let me tell you how we know he's fun. Well, for starters, we're all made in his image, right? So if we just look at the world right now, we're made in the image of God. And so we must all remind the world of him in some way. So my personality does that as well as anybody else's. But if we look at the Gospels, Laura, okay, so for starters, Jesus went to weddings. And in fact, in John, it says Mary was invited to the wedding, and so were Jesus and his friends. Like, bride and grooms don't invite people that aren't fun to their wedding, right? So we know that people wanted Jesus around when they were celebrating. He goes to dinner parties all the time. I mean, throughout the Gospels, he's forever at a dinner party. People loved being around Jesus. And the one that makes us know it's because he's fun and that he has that in his personality is how much kids love him. Kids sniff a fun person out from a mile away. And what you and I may have written in the Gospels, where we'd have gone, look, there were all these kids gathered around. Jesus was throwing them in the water. He was throwing them over their shoulder. They were playing games. The Gospel writers pulled out parts like when they said that all the kids should leave, Jesus said, let them come closer. Let them come closer and let's keep playing. And so I think over and over, we get glimpses of Jesus's really fun side of his personality.
Yes, I agree, Annie. Those are such great points. You know, this whole conversation has been a lot of fun, but Annie, it has been deep and uplifting. We are so glad you were with us today. Thank you for being here.
It's such an honor. I think so highly of y'all. So thank you for having me.
Laura, I so enjoyed that interview with Annie F. Downs. And honestly, anytime we talk about fun anyway, I'm a fan. But you guys were great together. And I love what you guys talked about, Jesus being fun. Now, had you ever thought about that idea of Jesus being fun?
No, she mentions it in her book. And so, you know, I was like, I've got to ask this question because I kind of know what she's going to say. But I have to tell you, Cheryl, it may be a reflection of who I am, but I didn't think Jesus was as fun, you know, as she started to share that he was. But when I look at scripture and all the points she made, you know, he went to weddings and he was at dinner parties and kids loved him. People wanted to be, I was like, Jesus would have been fun, like very fun and charismatic and dry. So it totally changed my perspective. And that was really good. That's a really good picture of who Jesus is and who God is. That our ability to have joy and fun is because we're modeled after in God's image, right? So yeah. It's really good. It's so important. What about you though? Did you think Jesus was fun? I'm interested to hear what you're going to say.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I thought about it specifically as Jesus, but I always thought God was fun because yeah. In my, you know, I talk to God, I hear from God. That's part of my relationship with him. He makes me laugh so many times. Oh. And one of the ways he makes me laugh usually is that we're laughing about me because he knows me really well. And when I do something silly or what, you know, or something, like sometimes he'll just say something. I'll just hear him say something to me. And it's like he's pointing out that he knows me really well, yeah. That I'm being ridiculous. And then we laugh together because I feel so loved in that. Like I feel like we're the... You know, we're friends. Like this whole idea is friendship with God, right?
Yes.
Plus, I have a sense of humor. And so I think we're made in his image.
Yes.
Right? So maybe how we use our humor isn't always like maybe pleasing. But the fact that we have a sense of humor to me is like that's how he is.
Yes.
He came up with the whole idea of a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And that's laughter. Right. And the Bible says laughter is like medicine.
Yes, it's so that's right. It says good. It's good medicine, and even like it gives us strength. The Bible says that, you know, the joy of the Lord, like joy, gives us strength. It's the truth. Anytime I'm laughing after I feel, and it's, you know, it's releasing in your body, right? If you're having fun, you're having endorphins. You're all these positive things are flowing through, and it makes it makes us more resilient. And this is what we need in this day and age.
So true.
We're coming out of the pandemic now,
right?
So we're facing the fact that so many people struggled with more mental health and wellness issues.
Yes.
We know addiction issues have come up, right? All these divorce rates were spiking. And now people are coming out of the pandemic. They have to face these issues or figure out how to rebuild life, right? So in the face of all of that, I think fun is incredibly important still, and finding that joy, maybe even more so.
Yeah, I think people are just starting to process what in the world just happened. Ugh. Like, you know, you're kind of gritting your teeth, getting through it, and now you're at this point where you're trying to process it. And I love what she said about being intentional and how that, you know, we try to make room in our lives for things that are healthy. Okay, I need to eat more greens. I need to get out for a walk. So, you know, we're generally trying to think about the things we can do to improve our health, but we don't think about being intentional about fun and joy as something that's actually going to help our health.
Yes.
That's crazy. Like I have never thought about that.
No. And you know, something else she touches on that's so cool is the idea of being an amateur, being willing to be an amateur. And
yes,
like, you know, it's funny. I did a painting class some time ago, watercolor painting. Well, I stopped going this in general because I didn't think I was like, I'm not mastering this. I'm not. And that's the issue with not willing to be, you know, not willing to be an amateur for a season and just enjoy yourself or for life. Be an amateur at anything and just enjoy yourself.
Yes. I have to say, so many times in my life, I haven't done something because I don't want to not be good at it or make a fool of myself. But there's been so many other times where I've just pushed myself and I said, no matter what, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do it because I know on the other side of that is this feeling of, you know, joy and pride in yourself and you're glad you did it. And I remember going parasailing with my sister a few years ago and I'm afraid of heights and you're just like in this little balloon above the water and it was cold and, you know, and I loved it. It's a wonderful memory for me. Yeah. Like there's never been a time climbing a mountain, you know, I climbed, I summited Kilimanjaro. There's never been a time that I've attempted something that scares me that on the other side of it, I haven't been like, I'm so glad that I forced myself to do that. That was a rich experience.
That's right. And sometimes we do have to push ourselves to try new things and even to have fun. Say, you know what? I deserve fun. I deserve to have some laughter and joy in my life. And carve out the space, figure out that time. Where are you willing to try it? Where can you? It can be so simple. It can even just be like watching some funny videos. Sometimes America's Funniest Home Videos, so good. You just start laughing.
Right.
And you remember what it feels like.
And telling yourself this is self-care.
Yes.
This is part of taking care of me.
Yes, it is.
I would love to hear from people listening right now their ideas about how they can be more intentional about fun in their life. Even your commitment, if you're willing to say like, I'm going to try to do what Cheryl and Laura are telling me and schedule fun or plan fun or make it a priority as a way to love and care for my body.
Yes.
Please hit us up on socials and let us know your ideas. We might even, maybe we'll do some of them.
Yes.
We'll take up a new hobby.
I would do with something if someone's, we'll take up a new, I mean, I can't just make like candle holders forever and I've got no one else to give them to and fishing. So no, I'm up for it. So please do share your ideas. We would love that. We'd love to hear from you. And in the meantime, we just hope you all carve out some time to have fun.
Yes.
Spend some time with God and help let him maybe tell you a few jokes like he does to Cheryl. I like that relationship, Cheryl. That's so beautiful.
You know, we're always laughing at me. So, you know, it works for me. Works for me. Only in the context of love. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining us today. Please continue. Make sure you follow and continue listening to our podcast because we have more fun coming your way.
Thank you for your ongoing support of Crossroads, a supporter-funded nonprofit organization and member of the Canadian Centre of Christian Charities. Thanks to faithful people like you, we are able to continue producing 100 Huntley Street. You can write to Crossroads, P.O. Box 5100, Burlington, Ontario, L7R4M2, or visit crossroads.ca to learn more about our programs.